My mom, my sister, and my dad.
Wonderful. So is any of those people here and wearing anything that Callum brought, anything that Callum has brought you? Obviously great presents, so well done, Callum. That was good. And what did you, I mean, about anybody else, what did you get your wife this year? Good answer. Good answer. There's one other person I was thinking about, because I guess you've got a present for Jesus.
No.
What? You haven't got a present for Jesus? I mean, you know it's Christmas, don't you? I mean, it's not only Christmas, it's his birthday. I mean, that's a double reason. Well, does anybody, can I just find out, would anybody think Jesus would like for Christmas? Any younger people? Well done. Hannah or James? I don't know which had the hand up first. You answered a question about a toy, so James.
Yourself.
James, did you all hear what he said? Say it more loudly.
Yourself.
Yourself. We don't need to go any further than that. It's an extraordinary thought that the thing Jesus would most like in the world for Christmas or his birthday, which happened to be one and the same thing, is you. I don't know whether you all know that, but if you remember just one thing on this Christmas day, let it be that. That Jesus wants you. His gift to us is himself. And that means we don't have to live like Russian dolls. You know Russian dolls? They're so full of themselves. And we don't need to be like Russian dolls. We don't have to be full of ourselves. We can actually be full of God's self. That's his gift to us at Christmas in Jesus. So, Callum, tell me, when you bought your mum, your dad, your sister, what did you do with the present? Did you just give it to them, or did you do something first to prepare it?
I wrapped it up and then put it under the tree.
You wrapped it up and put it under the tree. Now, that gives me an idea. If that's what we do to presents, and if that's what Jesus would like, is the gift of ourselves, are you with me on this? I think it'd be a jolly good idea to wrap Callum as a gift for Jesus. So we ought to have mum and dad and sister come to supervise, I think. But are there any other older children who fancy wrapping a present this morning? I thought there would be. Come forward if you'd like to help wrap. Callum, stand in the middle. Come on, Alistair and Valerie. Cara, come and help oversee. So what do we need to wrap? We've got some wrapping paper. Let's allow Dad to oversee this process. I suggest he stands in some and half of you start wrapping from the feet up. And then, Valerie, you do the top down. Leave enough air to breathe. I've got some scissors. And sellotape. Do you need sellotape, Alistair? Alistair? Sellotape?
Okay.
Sellotape and scissors. Okay, this is wonderful. If you need the scissors, they're there. Not wrapping mum as well. I timed this with a duvet at about 28 seconds. It's not quite working the same, but there we go. Okay, I think we're almost done. And we always put a label on the present so that the person knows who it's from. So this simply says, to Jesus, love, Callum. Okay. Well done. We're almost done. I'm going to put the label over the present's head. One more bit of sellotape here, and then all the children can stand back. Okay, wonderful. Let's step back, children, and let's have a round of applause for Callum. Wonderful. I know many of you who come to Christchurch, many of you who come for Christmas, have already done this inside, made a gift of yourself to Jesus. But do take that thought away that this Christmas, the thing Jesus would most like is you. And if you would like to make a gift of yourself to Jesus, there's an opportunity as we stand to sing this next carol in the bleak midwinter. Let's give one more round of applause to Callum. Well done. And I think we'll let you see your way home. Okay. Well done. Go back to your seat. Thank you. Oh, very good. I forgot to put Fragile on, but he coped with that very well indeed. So sorry, well done, you. It's me holding on to one of the cuddly toys. Dear, oh dear. Let's stand to sing In the Bleak Midwinter.